Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line. Let the light shine around the world.
Welcome. This is Imaja Jubilee, your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And we welcome you to our show today. And as usual, we're coming live and we're coming right at you with a wonderful guest today, and we greet you in love. And what we want you to remember today is you have just landed in love. There's love above you, love below you, and most of all, there's love around you. And then in the center of your beingness, in your heart, there's the love of God. There's the love of Christ. There's the love of everything that flows from our heart, and we become this beautiful, radiant light of the world. You are the light. We were all made in this wonderful love, and today we are grateful to be alive. So we've been away for a while, and we're getting back on track with what we are doing. And as usual, you know, we got to have fantastic guests to come talk to you about our theme today. Our theme today is being an exclamation point for love, peace, and joy. And we have a special guest that we're going to bring on in a few minutes. And what I would like to do now is read you a piece of poetry from my book, Couldn't Keep It to Myself, by Imaja Jubilee, which is available on Amazon.com. If you go there, you'll find me there. And you can get this wonderful book, my first book, okay? The poem is called Oneness. I now walk in the light with great excitement and boldness because I am centered in the divine who gives me wholeness, bigger, larger, and greater than my mind can conceive. The divine supplies all my daily needs. So I give praise and thanksgiving with a mighty roar because with the divine there's no such thing as a closed door. I give my whole soul to the spirit of peace and love. Genuine God's love pours down like a gentle spring shower from above. I sup at the table of the divine who feeds my hunger with sheer joy and sweet serenity. No longer do I feel scattered. No longer do I feel fragmented or worn or even haggard. For I have found what my soul has been seeking and looking for. I have found oneness. I have found connectedness. I am connected to the whole, to the source, and the giver of all life. I am connected to God. We are one, beloved. We are one in God's love, so therefore we can be this wonderful beacon of love, light, and positivity. Have you told someone that you love them today? Have you told yourself, have you looked in the mirror and said to yourself, I love you because you were made in love by love and you are a precious child of God. It's all about love. As my mother would say, if you don't love me, just keep on acting like you do and soon you will. So we are so blessed that we feel this love and it radiates from our hearts inside out. And with that, let's take a breath together. And as we breathe in life. And we breathe in and we acknowledge the giver of that life and the giver of that life, of that breath. Breath is life. And life is about living and loving from the inside out. And with that, as we took that breath together, we're going to transition and we're going to welcome to our show Reverend Kevin Cook. And Reverend Kevin Cook is pastor of the Broad Rock Baptist Church on Wamsley Boulevard. What's the number here on Wamsley?
5106.
5106 Wamsley Boulevard, Richmond, Virginia. So we're sitting here live, y'all. We're not recording. We're sitting here live for this wonderful interaction that we're going to have with him. And he's been here for quite some time. And I was looking at his bulletin board in the fellowship hall area. It says, I'm an investment.
Yeah, I'm God's investment.
I'm God's investment. Can't have a, he says that's his slogan for the year. That's what they are living for, this living by this year. And we wanted to have Reverend Cook on our show because recently my sister made her transition and I attended her homegoing service here, and I was so enthralled and just touched my heart by what he brought forth to the family and the comfort that he brought forth through his message. So I got to call him and ask him would he be a part of our show today. And like I said before, we're going to talk about being an exclamation point for love, peace, and joy. And being an explanation point, now you know that there are 14 different types of punctuation, and I'm aware of that because I am a writer, and there's a period, there's a semicolon, there's a question mark, there's a comma, there's brackets, there's dashes and hyphens. I can't even name them all. But of all of those things we've just said, an exclamation point denotes excitement and joyfulness. That's what it's all about. So welcome, Reverend Cook, to our show.
Thank you for having me this morning. It's truly a pleasure being here. And just to add the note about the exclamation point, whenever we use that, even when we're reading it and we're seeing a sentence ends with an exclamation point, that means that we're supposed to rise up, supposed to take the tone up. And so in all actuality, the thing that should happen with us as being God's children is that we ought to rise up and allow that love that God has for us to exude in us in everything we do. And if we can't talk about God with excitement, that means that where's the excitement in you?
In you. See, that's the whole point of what we're talking about, because we are made in this love. And love overflows and outpours.
Amen.
And when it outpours from the Christness of your heart, you become the light. You become excited. You become filled of joy. And my mother used to do her holy dance. All right, whenever she felt, she danced it cooking at her sink. She danced it, you know, washing her jars, the can in. She danced it all in her garden. She always had that joy. She had that explanation point.
That's it.
So what would you further add to how people can come to the point where they are an explanation point for God?
Well, first we have to recognize who we are.
Okay.
Whose we are. And what he has done for us. And I think that all of us in our lives, when we look at when we all started off this journey of life, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We were truly bound by the sins of the world, and that's the reality of what life was. But that was the comma. And once that comma took place, and once we had that encounter with Jesus, we actually made the transition. And in making that transition, we realized that God loved us in spite of where we came from. And like I shared with you earlier, it's the handshake. God has always extended his hand out to us. And the question is, what we're going to extend our hand to him. And when we accepted Christ in our lives, what we were doing is extending our hands out and connecting with him. And once we made that connection with God, we realized the love that God has for us is in spite of whatever we had done. And now that we know that he loves us in spite of us, it allows us to add that exclamation point to our lives and realize that I am somebody.
I am somebody. And see, it takes people a long time
to
get to the point where they feel good about themselves. But until they find that oneness and that connectedness, as I was saying here about you do not have it. So you can't get what you don't have.
Amen.
But so it behooves us, so to speak, to be around positive people and be around where we can hear the word, be around where we can socialize. Because, you know, as my grandma would say, if you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas.
That's it. You're going to be scratching.
Yeah. You're going to be scratching, and you'll keep on scratching for the rest of your life.
That's
So until you come to know in a personal relationship and your own experience in it, you act out of that's what you were taught. And as we were talking earlier about, I was telling you about being raised around alcoholics. My father was, and there I traced back the drug addiction and the alcohol addiction 5 generations of that. And they died because they knew no other way.
Right.
They didn't know the way that there was an answer to all of that. You know, I lost my oldest brother to drug addiction. And he was always seeking, but he never found.
Right.
Okay, and some of us are still lost, so to speak, on how to get there and be there. But, you know, you don't necessarily, I believe that you don't necessarily have to, when you extend your hand to someone, it doesn't have to be in church. It can be somebody sitting on the street.
And everywhere, wherever you are. But it comes back to the whole statement of our theme this year, understanding that I'm God's investment. Which means that God invested in each and every one of us. And it goes back to what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That right there is the exclamation point of us being God's investment. All we have to do is come to Christ. And when we make that transition to accepting Christ in our lives, we have to move forward knowing who I am. And now that I have been changed, I now have to impact those who I come in contact with. and letting them know that you are more than what you think you are. And in order for us to truly be that investment, we have to go and be productive. We got to go share the good news. We have to let others know there is an answer. You don't have to stay stuck where you are. How many folk in our world today are stuck?
Okay, now, you all, I hope my listening audience is hearing what Reverend Cook is saying. He's saying, how many in the world are stuck? Stuck. And I'm sure my listeners all across the world, wherever they are, can identify with that, no matter where they are, where they sit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times what I found, what I run into, is a lot of people are burdened down with shame and guilt about what they have done.
Mm.
Because they have not, you know, you do a fine job of bringing from the pulpit and whoever you meet, I'm sure you do because I've encountered it, about they can come to Christ and be relieved of it. But they haven't forgiven themselves.
Yeah,
and they get burdened down in the shame. And shame says, this is what shame says, the way I look at it. Shame says who I am is not okay. And guilt says what I've done is not okay. And that is because they don't know truly that, you know, I can forgive myself because God has forgiven me.
Absolutely.
You know, and it impacts the way that they behave. And I say that because I say that I don't have all the answers. I want you all to know that. But one thing that I know for sure, that I am loved by God.
Amen.
And I know that when Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. A lot of times we don't know what we do to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when we forgive ourselves and that we just feel, a lot of people feel that they are worthless because of that shame, because they might have been a drug addict, because they might have been a prostitute on the street, or it don't even have to, we can simplify it even a little bit more better than that, or they've been constant liars and dishonest about what they do and how they do. They live two different kinds of lives, you know, and so therefore their consciousness won't allow them to go to sleep at night. So what would you say to someone that's in that type of situation about becoming an exclamation point?
Perfect example of that is the woman at the well. When Jesus met the woman at the well, she was a woman who had been married 5 times and was currently living with someone who wasn't, you know, her spouse. And when Jesus encountered her, he asked her to give him some water. And she, why would you want me? Because you being a Jew and me being a Samaritan, you wouldn't take nothing from me. Jesus right there was breaking down the walls to let her know it's not what you think you are. I'm showing you what you can become. And taking the story in and shrinking it, after her encounter with Jesus, Jesus basically told her that he is the living water. And once that conversation ended, that woman ran back to town because she came at the hottest point of the day to get her water just so that she can avoid everybody.
Yeah.
So when
that's
she
shame,
came,
that's shame.
That's shame.
Yeah, that's shame. Yes, yes.
Jesus met her in her shame.
Yes.
And said, you are more than what you
think you
are.
And
what happened was that woman who was about avoiding folk because of her shame ran back to the town and said, come see a man who told me all about myself. The shame was now gone.
That's right.
Because you don't define me.
Yes.
I don't define myself.
Yes.
God has redefined.
And what we have done as a society, no matter what our gender, no matter where we have lived, we have allowed other people
to define
us.
That's the biggest problem.
Okay, when we listen to what somebody else, and I'm getting a little loud here with this because I get excited. But when we allow other people's opinions, other people's experiences, what other people say, you know, or we get into this gossip, and you know how sometimes we have to gossip. We gossip and we pass this negativity on, and then
perpetuate
it's a cycle that becomes a cycle of negativity, and then it might get back to us. And so therefore we bow our heads. We can't hold our heads up high. We bow again with that shame and that guilt, and we allow that instead of the word of God, instead of what Christ said, instead of what is written about us, for God so loved the world, that we can just, we take on that. It's like we drape ourselves in this cloak of darkness, but we got to find the light.
You know, the answer there is that, and one of the things that I am a advocate of, and I've preached it and I continue to teach this, is that I tell folks, pull the labels off. We put too many labels on ourselves.
Too many labels.
We let what folks say about us to become a part of us rather than what God tells us we can become. And once we can allow ourselves to push away what others say about us and what others, how others have defined us, then we'll never find ourselves because we're listening to more of what they're saying.
What they're saying.
Than anything else. And what we have to learn to do, especially as we make that transition to become a Christian. How many folk are sitting in church right now who are sitting on their blessing because of the fact that they are still allowing what others
see,
say
what
about them to find them rather than embracing what God has said and pull that label off because that label carries weight. That label carries shame. That label carries guilt.
Guilt, yes, it does.
And it weighs us down.
It weighs us down.
Until we pull it off.
And what we have a tendency, that's what leads to the alcohol, the mm-hmm. food, the sex addictions, mm-hmm. and all the other addicts.
Right.
It leads to all of that because we're seeking in the wrong places
mm-hmm.
to push it down and not face it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can discover it, we can uncover it, and the only thing that's going to wash it away is the love of God
that's
and
it.
Love of self.
That's it.
That's what's going to do it for us. That's what did it for me.
Same here for me. Because I think the reality is that, just to tell a very quick story, I remember because my mother died when I was 14. I went through a point in my life where I was a danger to self. And I remember having a conversation with a close relative, and I was 18, approaching 19, and I had sat in his kitchen. And he's like, "What's wrong?" I said, "I just feel like I'm not loved."
Oh, you feel like you're not loved.
And tears just fell.
Oh, wow.
And he continued to talk to me, but I didn't realize God was now changing my path.
Okay.
Because of the fact that up until that point, I'd done some stupid stuff. But God was changing my path. And it's through that love of understanding that God loves me. And I was looking for love in all the wrong places. But once I started that journey, now I didn't give my life to Christ until I was 25 or 26, but that was the journey it started me on.
It was a process.
It's a process.
And that's the way life is. Life is a process.
Amen.
And one of the things that my sister, God rest her soul,
mm-hmm.
she was the epitome of that process,
mm-hmm.
okay? She was a loving, devoted wife
mm-hmm.
and mother and did a lot of things for a lot of people because she had that spirit of Christ in her heart and everything.
Amen.
And we all can have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't have to be the way that you do it
mm-hmm.
or that I choose to do it, as long as we are receiving direction and guidance from God.
Amen.
And there, just as you had someone on your path to show you, I remember I lived in, I think it was Nashville, Tennessee. It was either Chattanooga or Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two women. There were two women that said things could be better for me.
Mm-hmm.
There were two women who were examples, and I wanted what they had.
Mm.
I wanted what they had. And they said, okay, in order to get what we now possess, because they were beaming lights in the community
mm-hmm.
and doing wonderful things and happy. And happiness, I learned, was a choice. And only I could make myself happy.
Amen.
When I depended on the next dress I was going to buy,
well,
you know what I'm saying? When I depended on the next pair of new shoes I was going to get. I mean, all the things that society says, okay, these things are going to make you right. These things are going to, you know, the advertisers do it to us,
mm-hmm.
the magazines do it to us, the media does it on TV
mm-hmm.
and radio. We listen to all these things. They're telling us that all of these things are going to make us feel better about ourselves. And it is the biggest lie.
You know, it's temporary. It goes back to the statement that it said, and I'm going to flip it, but it says, only what you do for Christ will last. And let me flip it. Only the love of Christ that he has for us will last. Everything else is temporary. And because of the fact, buying those new pair of shoes, it'll make you feel good for a minute. But it won't last.
You don't last.
Getting high won't last.
Right.
You know, the dress won't last. The car, whatever it is, it won't last. Everything is temporary. And the only thing that will last is the love that Christ has for us. And when we embrace that love, when we wake up every morning,
yeah.
it changes us.
It changes
us. As we go through that day, we might go through some peaks and the valleys, but we know that love is consistent. It will last, and it lasts through an eternity.
And so that would allow us, going back to what we were talking
mm-hmm.
about, to be an exclamation point.
Absolutely.
And you become a point of love,
mm-hmm.
peace, and harmony. We have to leave out harmony,
that's
right?
That's
harmony
right.
with self and other relationships, because that's very, very important
that's
as well.
That's it.
And then we have this joy. As my mother said, I got so much joy in me. She said, it's just, I just have to dance it out.
That's
have
it.
To be it out. Just be that unspeakable joy, right?
The world didn't give it, and the world
can't
take it away. And when we add that, even when we look in the Old Testament, we look at Jeremiah, said it's like fire shut up in his
bones. Yes.
We think about it just him. He has to share what God has given him. But it's also a joy. You know, it's also understanding that God loves us.
God loves us.
In spite of us.
In
what
spite of
done.
Us.
So since God's love is bigger than us, then why do we always want to settle for the little stuff?
And we don't have to be a period. We're going back to these punctuation mm-hmm. things. You know, we don't have to be a period. It's just there at the end of a sentence.
Amen.
And it says nothing. It just ends a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be the comma where you take a pause.
That's right.
When you bring it back to all that. Or we don't have to be the hyphen or the dash.
Mm-hmm.
We can go back into all these semicolons, because there's a colon and a semicolon. We don't have to be that. We can be the exclamation point.
That's it.
And audience, that's what I want you to remember today. So, Reverend Cook, what would you like to leave? Give us some pearls of wisdom for our community that are listening to us today.
Well, what I want to leave with everyone today is realizing that you're loved and that God loves you. Understand he is the one that created you. Don't run from what you have fallen short in doing in life because of the fact all of us have fallen short. Realizing that God has picked you up and that God will continue to take you forward. So I want everyone who is listening to leave there with your head up high and know that I am God's investment and I will produce some profitable revenues that will glorify God in my life.
So you heard it from the source. Remember, we thank you, Reverend Cook.
Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to doing some other things with you
Amen.
In the future,
Amen.
With you and your congregation.
Amen.
We want to thank him for joining us today, and we thank all of you for joining us in our conversation about being an exclamation point. Remember, you can't be the period. You can't be the question mark or the comma. Being fully excited about all the joy that you have inside and being the light and not the lampshade.
Amen.
So with all of that being said today, we again thank you for joining us for Love, Light, and Positivity. Here we are in Richmond, Virginia at the Broad Rock Baptist Church. And we thank all that are listening. We leave God's blessing with you as you move forward in your day. And remember, you're made in love, by love, for love. So until next time, we'll see you later.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.